We are learning Shmiras HaLoshen Shar HaTevuna Perek Ches, right after the Haggah, the paragraph which begins Uchshemagia L'Madriga Shlishis, when one comes and reaches this third level. What is the third level that he's referring to? So we'll see the previous paragraph where he says these three levels. The three levels of not responding and as to why one does not respond to insults. A person does not respond to his friend when his friend disgraces him. Nonetheless, he does respond. He doesn't respond with insults, but he does respond. That's one level. Second level, base. Shemai midal atzmai shloi lahoshiv, kedei shlo yasi yoyse bizoyin al yidei zeh mechaveroi. He doesn't want to respond because he figures if this person just insulted me, if I respond, he'll insult me further. So why should I respond to him? Gimel. Oysen mi avo smechen bi yisurin. What does it mean, oysen mi avo? That he accepts the suffering, these insults, out of a sense of happiness, usmechen biyisurin. He's pleased with this difficult situation. Pirush ma she'ene meshiv. This that he does not respond, humitzar ha'ava la Hashem. It's because of the love to Hashem. Humekabel yisurin elu b'simcha. And he accepts these yisurin b'simcha. Now we're discussing this third level. Uchshemagil madrega shlishis. This level, it's a level like malachim, such a level. Zoiche l'chol hakovid hazeh. In Perek Ches, Shar HaTevuna, in the middle of the paragraph, Uchshemagil. Kimide zu bolo odo mitzad kedushas hanefesh umeimunoso hatohoyer ba'ashem. This midah that a person does not respond to those who insult him, and he accepts it b'simcha. It shows that he has a kedushas hanefesh, umeemunoso hatahira b'Hashem, and his complete trust in Hashem. Shehu mashkiach al kol derachav, that Hashem is watching over all of his ways. K'mo shekasuv, ki einov al darchi ish. Hashem's eyes are on the ways of man. Everything that Hashem does is for the good of man. These are very, sometimes difficult words to implement. How can what appears to us to be difficult situations in life be l'toivosoi, l'toivoseinu? How could they be for our good? So, this example I gave yesterday, it happened recently, just yesterday. And before we finish this paragraph, I just want to share with you this little example. My 2-year-old son was given a chocolate bar, a small little chocolate bar, and it seems like he got his hands on the second one. When that second one was being taken away from him, you'd think he was tortured. I wasn't there, but I've experienced other situations with this. And I was told that he had chocolate pouring out of his mouth at the time when he was crying because one of them was taken away from him. Now, he had a chocolate bar already. That's another for another sibling to get another chocolate bar. And he's in the middle of eating it. And it's in his mouth, that one chocolate bar, with all, of course, he shares with his face. Down his face. That's a 2-year-old, that's his job. What is the impression, what's going through his mind when that adult is taking away that other chocolate bar? What are you doing? How could you do this rishus? I'm your beloved cute child. How could you treat me like this? I don't know exactly what's going through his mind, but whatever's going through his mind, something like this probably. It's not fair, it's not right. He can't make any sense of it. The difficulty that exists in our lives is that we have an inability to make sense of life situations which don't add up. And it's important for us not to try to make sense of it. Because if we try to make sense, then we are taking our mature adult mind and responding to a situation with the mind of a two-year-old. The two-year-old doesn't understand that that's not his chocolate bar. That's why it's being removed. Now, he has a chocolate bar once again. He was eating one. It doesn't make sense to him. What we as the mature adult Bali Emunah have to understand, Hashem is doing everything good for us. Now, when we see it's good, it's easy to accept it. But when we don't see it's good, how can we accept it? How can we understand it? That's why we have to constantly review. This perek over here is such a perek of Emunah. This perek Ches of Shara Tvuna. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that a person has to be happier with suffering than when it comes to him, even more with the suffering than the experience is good. He should be happier with the Yisurin that comes to him even more than when something good happens to him. Tzorech Adam liyosameach biyisurin yoyser min ha-toivah. Sha'afilu ha-adam b'toivah kol yomov. Because if a person is good, happy his whole entire life, loy nimchalu loy ha-avon neshe biyodai. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toivah layechta. We make mistakes. We're human. By definition of being human, we make mistakes. So what does Hashem do for us? He gives us Yisurin. Whether it's gout, whether it's a paper cut, whether who knows what, strep throat, it could be anything. Hashem has the whole arsenal. And through these Yisurin, we are Nimchol. But Ma Nimchol? But Yisurin. Now I want to make a point here. This tanchuma is for us. What does it mean for us? That if Rachman al Tzlan, a person has Yisurin, and we say Rachman al Tzlan, we shouldn't have Yisurin. So what's a contradiction? On one hand we say Yisurin is better than good. On the other hand, I'm saying Rachman al Tzlan, you shouldn't have Yisurin. You don't wish a person good morning, I hope you break your leg. You don't say that. It's an expression. We don't mean it for real. I hope not. And if a person, God forbid, breaks his leg, we don't say, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, it's nice to see you with a broken leg. Next time you should have two broken legs." That's ridiculous. If a person has tzaris, you don't tell him, "You're so fortunate." That's incorrect. If a person is suffering with something, you don't tell him, "You're so fortunate." That's for him to tell himself. If a person has yisurin b'ayinolov, it's for him to tell himself, Hashem loves me. We gave the example in the past with the two boys playing ball, and the ball goes over the boy's head, and he runs into the street without looking, and the car slams on the brakes, and he screams at the boy. The boy grabs the ball, pays no attention to the car, and goes back to play ball. And then the same case happened the second time. The ball goes over the boy's head. Same scenario, another car slams on the brakes, screams at him, "Watch where you're going, it's dangerous. You could get yourself killed like this, don't do this." The third time we gave the example, we explained last time. Scenario changes. The boy runs into the street, bends down to pick up the ball, but this time he looks at the car, and he starts running. And he starts running very fast. And the person in the car just stops that car in the middle of the road. And he runs out of the car and starts chasing that boy. And that boy is running for his life. If that man gets him, he's finished. And he's running one corner. And the man's getting closer. He jumps over the fence, and the man jumps over the fence right behind him. He turns around before he can look. The man grabs him and gives him a beating that he's not going to forget. And we're thinking, who is this cruel man? This cruel man is his beloved father, who loves him much more than those two drivers did. And he wants to teach him, you never run into a street without looking. And that's why he loves him so much, to give him that patch. Happened to you? Okay. I your father didn't tell me.
I don't know my father.
He chased you for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And what did he do when he got you?
Nothing.
Oh, you did. You speak to your mother. Okay. Because he's a concerned individual. He cares. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I love you. And because of the situation that exists, you need to have some yisurin. So I'm going to give some yisurin that you can handle. It might be painful, but you can handle it. And through this yisurin is nimchal. The avoinos, the averos of the person, the sins, are wiped away. Next paragraph. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Tzarich ha'adam la'achzik toiv la'akadosh baruch hu, b'zman sheyusrun b'inalof. Person has to be machzik toiv. Machzik toiv, he has to thank Hashem. He has to show hakaras ha'toiv. Appreciation. When he has yisurin coming to him. Lama, why? She yisurin meishchin es ha'adam la'akadosh baruch hu. The yisurin bring a person to Hashem. They draw a person close to Hashem. Shneimar says in Mishlei, Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiyach. If I'm not mistaken, we said similar words to this today, and it's the Shir Shel Yom. On Wednesday. That who Hashem loves, He rebukes. If Yisurin bon al adam, yamoid behem yikablem. If Yisurin come to a person, he should accept them. Lama, why? She'ein soif l'matan scharim, because there's no end to the reward that awaits such a person. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Doim LaHashem Yischoid Eloi. Rest comfortably in Hashem and wait patiently for Him. Doim LaHashem Yischoid Eloi. Tzapei LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Yearn for Hashem. Im Hevi Alech Yisurim. If Hashem brings Yisurim to the person, Al Tehi Mevayit Bahem. Elo Havi Mekablam Kechalilin. What does it mean? Kachalilin, Pirish, Klizemer, Ad Kamu Shoinek. The person has Yisurin coming to him. We're being told the proper mindset, how a person should have when it comes to Yisurin. It's a high madrega. He should realize that this is for his benefit. It's the best. Usvilas ha'elboin. Now he tells us, and the topic he's discussing this whole time is the accepting of the suffering, Sriyasa Elboin, of the embarrassment, of the disgraceful situation, of the insults. Hu bichlal yisurin kanal, that's included in the yisurin that we've mentioned earlier. Oysin mi'afu smechin bi yisurin. Accepting with love and happiness and suffering comes, that the suffering comes into the lives. He appreciates the fact that he has these yisurin, because he knows that through these yisurin he's being cleansed. Ever get a new Shabbos shirt, white beautiful shirt, and you like the shirt, and all of a sudden, chrein. It's not even from you. It's from when someone else puts the fork into the gefilte fish. There's a little liquid on the plate. Splatters on your shirt. Where? Right the spot where the shirt sticks out from the jacket. Just that spot. A little centimeter over would have hit your skin, you're fine. And you sit there looking at it. You're thinking like, that was my brand new shirt. It didn't make it past a Friday night meal, Friday night suda. So you bring it to the cleaners, and then you get it back from the cleaners, and you put it on for the next Shabbos, and you look at that spot, and it's still there. Seems like we've all been there. That's the little chrein. Imagine you bring it to the cleaners, and he says, I'll get it out, no problem. He pre-cheats it and treats it and special chemicals, and you get it back, it's gone, you have a hole in your shirt now. But he got it out. That's not what we want either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mashal. The nimshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us there is this chrein, the chrein and the neshama. A lot of schmutz over there. Or even a little schmutz. We have to get it out. One of the ways Hashem says I'm going to get it out is through the Yisurin, through insults. Why is that? It doesn't affect the person physically. He's able to still serve Hashem, do Torah, learn Torah, and Torah, and do mitzvahs. And the time of the Vayra, Moshe Kodavara, the Ramak, HaKadosh, Ramak says that insults, he says, Shiyachpoitz Bahem B'nei Adam. People should desire insults. Now, this is a very high madrega. We're not encouraging people to insult each other here. That's not the point. That's the opposite of what our goal is in learning Shmir Salashin. But we're learning what does it mean that a person is insulted? How does he respond to insults? When a person realizes that the insults are his yisurim, are his antidote to the averos, it's a whole different picture now. Now he knows it's the best thing for him. Because it's coming l'tayvosoi from Hashem. U'chsheyirtze ha'odom lizdavik b'midah zu shel ha'savlanus. When a person wants to cling to this midah of patience, yisboinein tamid beguf oynish avoynois begehenu v'gilgo. He should contemplate the punishments that Chazal tell us await a person in Gehenna, or in the Gilgal, or coming back as another nishan, another guf. Kama she'omru Chazal in the Eiruvin, Daf Yutes, or in Tehillim, as from the Tehillim, Oivrei be'emek habacha. What does it mean? Oivrei be'emek habacha zu Gehenim mayonish yisuhu. Those who live in a valley of tears. What does a valley of tears mean? Valley of Tears. Shemayridin demoyis kenach shel shisin. He'll create gushing stream of tears because of these are his tears of cries that he is crying from the tremendous pain of the Gehenim. Now he delves into this a little. V'yadua de'esha mador echod madarishon shebegehenim. The first level. Right now it's the spring, it's supposed to be 88 degrees today, I believe. We turn on the air conditioner. There's no air conditioner down there. Yadu ad eisha modar rishon shebekenim, he shishim pamim yoisim ha eisha lonu here in this world. The first level of Gehenim, these are words which we're translating, and what they really mean is for another, who knows exactly, but we can try just translate a little. 60 times the hottest temperature here that exists, that's the first level of Gehenna. V'shal Madar Beis, he shishim pa'amid Madar Aleph. And the second level of Gehenna is 60 times more than that first level of Gehenna. V'chai gavna yichpa lo'oynish b'chal madoyus. And then each level of Gehenna, of the seven levels of Gehenna, it's a different, goes up 60 times more. Look, if I cause of Ramban the Sifra Yishar Gemul, the Ramban writes in the Yishar Gemul, Shesho achas begehenem he kashu yoyser mi yisuri iyoiv kol yomov. That 1 hour of Gehenim. I shouldn't say an hour, a moment I should say. Sure, it doesn't necessarily mean an hour, it can be an hour, a time. Of Gehenim is worse than all the Yisurim that Eoiv went through his whole entire life. To come back to this world a second time, another time, is even worse than Gehenim. When we stop here today, I think we learned a very heavy limud in regards to how should a person approach Yisurim. He's telling us that Yisurim take the person out of Gehenim. He's going to continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish the perek. And we'll see that this is the best antidote, the best medicine for a person. The question is, how does he respond to it? How does he accept it? If we realize that the Yisurim for us, for a person, is the best thing that a person can have, his whole mindset. Now, Yisurim could be from putting his hand into the pocket, taking out the penny and noticing it's a dime, or the dime it's a penny. So that says the Gemara, that's called Yisurim. The smallest little thing like that. To much bigger issues, to physical Yisurim, to emotional Yisurim, to whatever it might be in life. How do we approach these Yisurim? If we approach these Yisurim that this is L'tayva Seinu, for our benefit, because Av Yishe Bashamayim, my Father Hashem, knows this is what I need. We'll get these kaparas that Chavetz Chaim is telling us we require. Have a nice day.